Welcome back to the Run Home Rentals podcast. I'm your host, and well, let's just get right into it today.
And this is episode 5 today. We're walking you through the complete first-time home buyer guide for Nashville in 2026.
Yeah, and you know, as the Run Home Rentals team has seen on the ground lately, what if I told you that the secret to becoming a first-time home buyer in Nashville this year might actually be the fact that you already own a home?
It sounds completely counterintuitive, I know.
Right, but today's deep dive is really pulling apart the guide we just published, because the ground has, it's totally shifted under our feet.
Absolutely has.
We really need to look closely at the mechanisms behind the current market, because those old playbooks from like 3 years ago, they will actively harm you today.
Oh, without a doubt. The landscape we're analyzing right now in May of 2026, it requires a total recalibration of your expectations.
Yeah, big time.
We are finally looking at a stabilized, functional buyer's market. I mean, homes are sitting for an average of 98 days right now.
Wait, 98 days? That's huge.
It is. And we're tracking 5.58 months of housing supply.
Wow.
The median price is hovering right around $470,000. And a staggering 67% of listings currently feature price reductions.
That's almost unheard of recently. And mortgage rates?
They've plateaued. They're relatively stable, sitting right around 6.2%.
Okay, I want to spend a second on why that inventory shot up to nearly 6 months of supply.
Yeah.
Because as the Run Home Rentals team has seen firsthand, this isn't just because buyers step back, right?
Yeah, you know, it's not just a demand side thing.
Exactly. It's because the massive apartment complexes that got permitted during that crazy 2022 boom, they finally finished construction.
Yep. The supply finally caught up.
And that took immense pressure off the rental market, which in turn cooled down all those institutional investors who were, you know, buying up single-family starter homes.
Yeah, they're actually offloading properties now to realize their gains. They're just dumping inventory back onto the market.
Right. And that structural shift completely invites the power dynamic.
Completely. I mean, a 96.4% sale-to-list ratio means that, on average, homes are selling for considerably less than the asking price.
Which is wild to think about.
Sellers are having to negotiate repairs again. They're offering closing cost credits. They are they're competing for the buyer now rather than the buyer begging for the house.
I always think of the 2021 and 2022 market like Black Friday doorbuster shopping.
Oh, that's a perfect way to put it.
Right. Like you're camped out, the doors fly open, and you are just sprinting down the aisle, grabbing a TV you didn't even read the specs on.
Yeah.
Just because someone else might grab it first.
And you're waiving all your return rates just to get it in the cart.
Exactly. But 2026 is like browsing your favorite store on a calm Tuesday afternoon.
Much less stressful.
Yeah, you can pick the item up. You can check the price tag. You actually have time to think, to, you know, negotiate with the manager and just put it back on the shelf if the math doesn't work.
Which is incredibly relevant to that 96.4% sale to list ratio we just mentioned. The Black Friday frenzy forced buyers to pay way over sticker price just for the privilege of winning the bid. Now, having a calm Tuesday afternoon means you have the breathing room to actually architect a financial strategy.
Yeah, you can actually plan.
Exactly. And before we map out where in Nashville you're going to buy, you have to understand the specific currency and programs available to you.
Right. Let's get into those tools. And I want to start with the biggest misconception in real estate right now.
The first-time buyer definition.
Yes. When I read our latest article, the first-time buyer definition just jumped out at me. Like, if I bought a condo in 2020, sold it in 2022, and I've been renting an apartment ever since, I'm disqualified from these programs, right?
Yeah.
Because I have, historically, been a homeowner.
See, the terminology there is incredibly misleading.
Is it really?
Yeah. For the Tennessee programs we're analyzing, first time does not mean you have never held a deed in your life.
Okay, so what does it mean?
It simply means you have not held an ownership interest in your primary residence in the last 3 years. You basically get a reset.
Wait, really? So if I rented for 36 months after selling my place, I am technically a first-time buyer again in the eyes of the state.
That's exactly right.
Wow. Mm. That opens up a massive door for millennials who maybe bought a place before the pandemic, relocated, and are now looking to buy again.
It absolutely expands the pool of eligible applicants.
This is huge.
It is. Now, there are baseline requirements to access these state funds, of course. You generally need a credit score of 640 or higher.
Makes sense.
And you have to fall within certain income limits, which those scale depending on the county and your household size.
Right.
Plus, you must use the property as your primary residence. So this isn't like a slush fund for aspiring landlords.
Yeah, they're not funding your investment portfolio.
Exactly. And you are required to complete a certified home buyer education class.
Got it. So let's talk about the flagship program that all of this revolves around, the Tennessee Housing Development Agency, or THDA.
Virginia CHDA.
The anchor here is the Great Choice Home Loan. From what we cover at runhomerentals.com, it's a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, usually backed by FHA, VA, or USDA, and it requires a minimum down payment of just 3.5%.
Correct.
But a loan is just a loan, right? The actual magic here is the down payment assistance you can stack on top of it.
Down payments remain the ultimate bottleneck for most renters. I mean,
Yeah.
you might be able to afford a $2,500 monthly payment, but saving up $20,000 in cash while paying current rent prices, it's mathematically brutal.
It's basically impossible for a lot of people.
So THDA offers the Great Choice Plus program to bridge that exact gap. And the most fascinating piece of this is the deferred option.
Right, the deferred option. This offers up to $6,000 as a second mortgage, but with a 0% interest rate and no monthly payments.
Zero payments.
And if you stay in the home for 30 years, the loan is entirely forgiven.
Yeah.
But I have to ask the skeptical question here.
Go for it.
Why would the state of Tennessee just hand out $6,000 and ask for nothing in return month to month? Like, there has to be an underlying motive.
The motive is neighborhood stability.
Stability.
Yeah, the state government recognizes that transient, high-turnover neighborhoods require far more municipal resources.
Oh, that makes sense.
It costs the state way less to incentivize you with $6,000 to plant roots, maintain a property, and contribute to the local tax base than it does to deal with the economic fallout of transient housing.
So it's essentially a state-sponsored loyalty bonus.
That's a great way to look at it.
You get the cash to help close the deal,
Yeah.
and your reward for simply staying put, sending your kids to the local schools, and just, living your life is that the debt vanishes.
Exactly. Though obviously, if you sell or refinance in year five, you do have to pay it back out of your equity.
Sure. But it solves that immediate liquidity problem on day one.
It does. Now, if $6,000 isn't enough to get you to the closing table, THDA also offers the amortizing option.
Okay, how does that one work?
This one allows you to borrow up to 5% of the sales price, maxing out at $15,000. Unlike the deferred option, you do pay this back monthly over 30 years at the same interest rate as your first mortgage.
Okay, so it's a real loan that you make payments on.
Yes. It's designed for buyers who have strong monthly cash flow but just lack that upfront lump sum.
There's another layer to this that we highlight in the guide, and it's the Homeownership for Heroes program.
Oh, this one is fantastic.
Yeah. If you are active military, a veteran, National Guard, law enforcement, a paramedic, or a firefighter, you get the standard Great Choice benefits, plus a 0.5% interest rate reduction.
Which is massive.
And the kicker here is that repeat buyers qualify. You don't even have to meet that 3-year reset rule we talked about.
Right. The structural advantage of a 0.5% rate reduction over 30 years, it just cannot be overstated. It fundamentally changes your purchasing power.
But here's the massive red flag we need to weigh for our listeners right now.
Yes, please.
You must explicitly advocate for yourself and ask your lender for these THDA programs. I've heard so many stories of loan officers just defaulting to standard conventional loans. Why does that happen?
It really comes down to the path of least resistance and profit margins.
Just laziness.
Kind of, yeah. Conventional loans are faster to process, they involve less bureaucratic red tape, and frankly, loan officers often have better margins on them.
Wow.
THTA loans require dealing with state agencies and additional compliance checks. So unless you sit at the desk and specifically say, "I want to run the numbers on the Great Choice Home Loan with down payment assistance," many originators will just run you through an automated underwriting system for a standard FHA loan and call it a day.
Man, having a 0% interest down payment loan doesn't mean much if you don't use it.
Nope.
But it also doesn't mean much if you can't find a house that actually accepts FHA financing.
That's true.
So where in Nashville are these loans actually winning bids? We need to look at how a buyer's lifestyle and budget map to these specific zip codes.
Well, the entry point for the Nashville market right now is the under $300,000 category. This heavily focuses on Antioch and Madison.
Okay, I feel like whenever someone mentions a $300,000 house in Nashville, people assume we're quoting data from 2015.
Right.
Do these properties actually exist in functional condition today?
They do, but it requires strategic compromise. You are not getting new construction with quartz countertops at that price. are looking at older single-family homes, townhomes built in the 1990s, or, you know, starter condos that require some cosmetic updating.
Okay.
If we run a scenario from the guide on a $300,000 home in Antioch with 3.5% down at a 6.2% interest rate, you have to calculate the principal, interest, property taxes, home insurance, and mortgage insurance.
Right, which brings the total monthly payment to roughly $2,240.
Which means to comfortably absorb that payment without being house poor, you really need an annual household income of about $96,000.
Okay, $96,000.
Yeah. This demographic is typically single professionals or young couples whose absolute priority is minimizing their monthly housing expense, even if it means a slightly longer commute.
But once a buyer decides they've outgrown the townhome phase, maybe they have a kid, they want a dog, and suddenly a quarter-acre lot becomes a non-negotiable lifestyle requirement.
Which happens a lot.
Yeah, that math forces a geographical shift. And that takes us to the $300,000 to $400,000 bracket.
This bracket pushes buyers into East Davidson County. We're analyzing Hermitage, Donelson, and Old Hickory.
The classics.
Yeah, the architectural staple here is the classic suburban 70s or 80s ranch. You secure the yard, three bedrooms, proximity to Percy Priest Lake, and a reasonable 20-minute commute to downtown.
Let's stress test that scenario, just to be clear. You find a $450,000 ranch in Hermitage.
Okay.
You utilize the FHA loan alongside that 5% amortizing down payment assistance we discussed earlier.
Yep.
Your total monthly housing cost leaps to roughly $3,320. To support that safely, your combined household income needs to be sitting around $142,000 a year.
And that jump in required income represents the cost of the traditional suburban layout.
It's a big jump.
It is. But we also see a large segment of buyers who have zero interest in maintaining a quarter-acre yard. They prioritize walkability, coffee shops, and modern construction.
Which pushes them into the $400,000 to $500,000 range in places like The Nations, Inglewood, or Creve Hall.
Exactly. You're trading square footage for location.
The Nations offers that dense new build energy. Inglewood provides that historic charm. And Creve Hall is just packed with these sprawling mid-century footprints.
Yeah, and there you're looking at a monthly payment landing between $3,000 and $3,600.
And if the budget stretches into the $500,000 to $650,000 territory.
That's where buyers unlock established corridors like East Nashville and Sylvan Park. Mature tree canopies, historic bungalows, high walkability scores.
The dream for a lot of folks.
But the premium for that lifestyle pushes realistic monthly payments into the $3,800 to $4,500 range.
That's getting up there.
It is. Alternatively, buyers in this price band who prioritize school districts over downtown proximity, they head straight out to the suburbs, Mount Juliet, Hendersonville, or Spring Hill.
Now, every time we mention these income requirements, it's anchored to a very vital piece of financial mechanics.
The 28% rule.
Yes, the 28% rule.
It's a foundational underwriting principle. It dictates that your total housing costs, so the mortgage, taxes, insurance, and any HOA fees, they should not exceed 28% of your gross monthly income.
I always explain the 28% rule by comparing it to the speed limit on the highway.
I like this analogy.
Right. Your lender might run your file and hand you a pre-approval letter that essentially says, congratulations, you are approved to drive 95 miles an hour.
They'll happily let you do it.
Exactly. They will gladly lend you a massive amount of money based on your gross income. But if you actually drive 95 miles an hour and life throws a pothole your way, a sudden medical bill, a transmission failure, a layoff, you don't have the reaction time to brake.
You're going
to
crash.
You're going to crash. You cannot buy at the absolute ceiling of your approved amount.
The danger of maxing out that approval is severe. Staying under that 28% threshold is what gets you to the closing table safely.
Seriously.
But what the Run Home Rentals team routinely observes are buyers who adhere to the budget, they find the neighborhood, and then they hit completely avoidable roadblocks right at the finish line.
We see it constantly. And in this market, the most devastating mistake a buyer can make is waiving the inspection.
Oh, absolutely.
During the Black Friday frenzy of 2021, buyers felt forced to waive inspections because they were competing against 20 other cash offers.
Yeah, you had to back then.
But we just established that homes are sitting for 98 days. Sellers are highly motivated. Do not waive your contingencies.
The physical reality of Nashville's housing stock makes waiving an inspection completely financially reckless today. If you are buying a charming 1940s build in Inglewood, you aren't just buying the aesthetic. You are potentially buying a crumbling limestone foundation, cast iron plumbing that has reached the end of its life, or a severely outdated HVAC system.
Yeah, that stuff adds up fast.
If you waive the inspection just to make your offer look stronger, you are inheriting a $25,000 capital expenditure the day you move in. You have leverage in 2026. Use it.
Another tactical error that destroys budgets is ignoring the hidden cost of homeowners associations.
HOAs will get you.
You might tour a beautiful new-build townhome in the nation's price at $400,000 and think it fits your math perfectly.
Right.
But if that development carries a $300 a month HOA fee, functionally, your monthly layout is the exact same as buying a $440,000 single-family home with no HOA.
You always have to calculate the total monthly liability, not just the MLS sticker price.
Exactly. Now, we also need to address the psychological reality of all this data.
Yeah, it can be a lot.
A listener might look at the $96,000 income requirement for an entry-level Antioch property and realize they simply aren't there yet.
That is a tough pill to swallow, but pretending the math works when it doesn't is how people end up facing foreclosure.
True. So what does a realistic path forward look like if you can't qualify today?
It requires implementing a rigid 12 to 18 month stabilization plan. The most impactful lever a potential buyer can pull is aggressively paying down revolving credit card debt to improve their debt to income ratio, or DTI.
We should clarify how lenders actually view DTI right now, because they aren't just looking at the proposed mortgage payment in a vacuum.
No.
They are stress testing your existing car loans, student loans, and credit card minimums against these 6.2% interest rates. A $600 monthly car payment absolutely torpedoes your purchasing power under that 28% rule.
It suffocates your borrowing capacity. Now, if credit history is the primary barrier, the state offers THDA-certified credit counselor classes.
Oh, right. Those are great.
They are. These aren't generic financial advice seminars. These counselors understand the exact algorithms lenders use and can tell you exactly which balances to pay down to optimize your score.
That's super tactical.
And crucially, maintain employment stability.
Yeah.
Not switch from a W-2 salary to a 1099 freelance role 3 months before applying for a mortgage.
Good tip. Now, there's another very specific bottleneck we encounter with buyers.
What's that?
Often, a buyer actually has a great income and solid credit, but their capital is completely locked up in a distressed property.
Ah, yeah, we see that a lot.
Maybe they inherited a grandmother's home that needs $40,000 in renovations just to be habitable. Or they have a rental property that has turned into a maintenance nightmare. They can't afford to fix it up to list it on the traditional market, so their equity is just trapped.
That trapped equity paralyzes their ability to move forward. They can't secure the new primary residence in Hermitage because their down payment is literally bolted to the foundation of a house they don't even want.
Which is exactly why the cash offer solution is such a critical tool. As part of our broader strategy, we buy Nashville homes for cash.
Yep, directly.
We bypass the MLS, the real estate agent commissions, and the staging process entirely. You don't have to fix the roof or update the kitchen. We buy the property as is. And we can close in 7 to 14 days.
The strategic value of that liquidity is immense. It allows a buyer to take a highly illiquid, stressful asset, convert it into cash within 2 weeks, and deploy that capital directly into a down payment for the house they actually want.
It clears the financial slate completely. That immediate liquidity changes the entire timeline for a buyer. And you know, looking at all these mechanisms, the down payment assistance, the evolving neighborhood price bands, the median price sitting at $470,000, it forces us to look at the broader picture of the guide we just published.
It does. It raises a pretty profound question about the future of urban real estate.
What's that?
Well, with the reality of the 2026 market, is the concept of the traditional starter home dead in major cities? Or is it simply evolving into a new form?
Man, I think it's definitely evolving. Because maybe today's starter home isn't the quaint three-bedroom house with a yard in the city center anymore.
Probably not.
Maybe for this decade, the starter home is a starter condo in Antioch. Or maybe it's a starter suburb out in Spring Hill. You aren't failing if you don't secure the dream house on day one.
The objective is simply to get on the escalator.
Get on the escalator. I love that.
Yeah, you buy the starter condo, you let the market appreciation and your principal pay down build equity over 5 years, and then you leverage that equity to trade up to the house in Donelson. It's about executing a long-term strategy rather than seeking instant gratification.
It's a really powerful reframe. Like we established at the beginning, the market is a calm Tuesday afternoon right now.
Take advantage of it.
Take a breath. Read the fine print on those THDA loans, keep your inspection contingencies, and just browse smart.
Well said.
That's it for this episode of the Run Home Rentals podcast.
Visit runhomerentals.com for the full article and resources.
If you need a cash offer on your Nashville home, call us at 615-628-7460.
Subscribe on YouTube, and we'll see you next Monday.